With True False staff and festival attendees filling the open room, it's hard to imagine the art gallery that will soon reside in the brick building on Broadway. Imago Gallery and Cultural Center will begin renovations to the space as soon as the festival is over. The center is owned by Karis Church, a local congregation that started in 2006. The church plans to have its offices on the second floor of the building, but the Imago Center is not just for Karis members. The gallery will display work of local and regional artists and host community lectures. Brooke Danielson is the director of the Imago Center and a member of Karis Church. She says the congregation believes creativity and art serve an important purpose in the community.
We believe that whatever your faith that you profess or none at all, that those are good gifts and that they should be shared, and so we want to be a part of that.
Karis Church began leasing the space at the start of February and immediately let the True False Film Fest adapt the building into their headquarters for the weekend. This is a partnership that the center hopes to continue in the future. For Danielson, the Imago Center will be another way to participate in a supportive and interactive art community.
Since I've lived in Columbia, I've just been really encouraged by all the artists that I've met and engaged with about their spirit of collaboration with each other and wanting to encourage arts among organizations and among individuals. And that's just a really exciting environment to be in.
The gallery's first exhibit is called Landscape, Idea and Ideal, and is scheduled to open in late April. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.